Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 9 to 18. Governance. Now let's remember what Moses is doing here. He's addressing the Israelites on the brink of their crossing the Jordan and crossing into Canaan. And he's laying down again, bringing them to face again the law, the Deuteronomy, the second giving of the law. But at this stage, in the opening of his discourse and his discourses, he's reminding them of their history. And this section here, Deuteronomy 1, verses 9 to 18, takes them back to Exodus 18, before Sinai. It takes them back to the wilderness, in the desert of Sin there, before Sinai, when Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, saw the pressure, the stress that Moses was trying to cope with in ruling this people alone. And you remember, the system was set up where there would be various grades of judges who would be responsible for the governance of Israel, and only the hardest cases of disagreement would come up to Moses. Well, Moses speaks here in Deuteronomy 1, verses 9 to 18. He speaks of the prosperity of Israel, the growth of Israel, the success of Israel, the blessing that God has given them. But of course, with this increase, with this numbers rising, this has brought problems, issues, difficulties. And these have to be sorted out. And what we learn here is that Israel is not going to be a rabble. It's not going to be a mob. It's not going to be a free-for-all. These people are to be governed and ruled and directed. And there's got to be an impartial, firm government, but impartial, showing respect. The word respect is used and so on. There must be no fear of man. These judges must judge fairly without regard to the status of the person coming. Well, this man's a big man. No, he's an important man. He comes from a big family. He's a very important man. No, we won't treat him with kid gloves. No. Every man, the least to the greatest, whoever that might be, has to be treated fairly. It's not a free-for-all here. It's not every man doing what is right in his own eyes. That comes, yeah. And you can soon see what happens in the book of Judges when that happens. Wise men, respected men, the best of men, these men have to be rulers and governors in Israel. Now, this is all Old Covenant, this is Israel, and so on. So, in a sense, it has nothing to do with us in the Ecclesia today, but, of course, when we come to the New Testament, you can see that believers have to be governed and ruled in a wise, respected, impartial, firm, gripping way, in the right way, without heavy nonsense imposing in the wrong sense upon them. We're not these leaders must not be self-seeking. It's not a matter of kudos, and it's a matter of responsibility. And the responsibility is too much for one man. It's too much for Moses. I'm afraid today, Christendom has gone back to the Old Covenant and brought in hierarchies and all the rest of it. And, of course, Rome took it to the highest level with the popery and so on. And in the Reformation, although there was recovery, the roots of popery were not entirely taken out. Remember, Calvin said to Edward VI, he said, "You're leaving the nests in the trees and the rooks will return." Well, he was doing the very same thing himself. And I'm afraid, since the Reformation, although there's been much improvement in this matter, in the governance of the assemblies of God's people, I'm afraid too often it's been a reduced kind of popery. It's too much for one man, and we can spread it about a bit, but that's not the order here. We're not literally copying the governance in Israel, but we're learning the principles here. And the principles I see are authority, wisdom, respect, rule, not fear of man, not respect of persons, but respect for God and his word, his law, his covenant. We need prophets and preachers of this stamp, elders of this caliber. God raised them up in Israel, but too often Israel would not learn and would not listen. But the word they preach still stands. like an impregnable rock. May God give us such men today who know what Israel should do and are prepared to speak and stand and govern as they can, according to the mind of God, by the Spirit of God, for the glory of God. It is for the good of the people of God. It is for the witness of the church in the world. May we show this kind of discipline and governance and care and respect and love and so on that we see spelled out here in Deuteronomy 1, verses 9 to 18. May God bless this word to us. Amen.